Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on federated storage. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. The first question today is, Chris, what is federated storage?
Okay, so there is a definition that most people tend to use going around, and that is, it defines federated storage as the transparent, dynamic, and non-disruptive distribution of storage resources across self-governing, discrete peer storage systems. Now, that sounds like a mouthful, but effectively what it's saying is you've got a number of separate storage arrays which together are working towards producing a storage infrastructure against which you can write data. That's very different to, say, the way that things are done today, where perhaps a single array might be linked to another, but there's a certain overall control involved. This is actually allowing that distribution of the control and the locking mechanisms to be given to each of those arrays so that any of those devices can take part. And it means you can add in and you can take out devices over time. We can pretty much split it into two areas. So if we look at, say, the SAN environment and the NAS environment, we have federated storage devices in each of those. And you can imagine, in some, say, something like NAS, that would be a scale-out device that allows you to deploy nodes, perhaps geographically or something similar. And in a SAN environment, those would be storage arrays where you can write data to each of the SAN environments, the SAN arrays, and have that written to the same LUN, potentially at the same time, or have it appear to be written at the same time.
Thanks, Chris. What type of organization and data storage use cases does federated storage suit?
So we just touched there on initially what it would do, and the fact that one of the things we talk about a lot is scale. Scale and the availability side of things. So clearly some organizations are looking to manage a lot of data. Some want high availability. Some want to distribute their data. Federated storage would allow you to meet those sort of goals. So, for instance, if you were a large organization who needed to deploy multi-petabytes of storage, but you didn't want to have a single device that you were reliant on, or you needed to spread it around, then this would be one way of doing it. For instance, in a SAN environment, you may be an organization that needs to have a high availability setup, and if you had a federated storage SAN environment, that would allow you to have the ability to write data in multiple locations. And as a good example of a technology that fits well with that, you've got server virtualization, so things like VMware, where the VMware cluster could be spread across a number of sites and could write to that storage at the same time.
Thanks, Chris. How would you sum up the benefits of federated storage?
So if I was looking to put in a federated storage solution, I'd say that it would give me a number of different benefits. So the sort of things I'd be looking to see would be the scalability, the availability, and the functions such as being able to move data in and out of that environment seamlessly without having to take outages on it, hence the availability. Plus the ability to add to that cluster or that environment and put in more technology. So, for instance, I need to grow it, so I need to put in another node. What I don't want to do is take that node down. So it's given me scalability, it's given me availability, and it's given me better management so I don't have to take as many outages and so on.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. What types of products are organizations using to build federated storage infrastructures?
So as we've already mentioned, that you can get federated storage products that can meet both the SAN and the NAS market. One of the ones we've seen in the SAN environment, as a good example, has come from EMC, and that's their VPlex product. This was a piece of technology that came from a company called Yotta. The EMC bought them a few years ago, have taken that technology, changed it around, and used it to produce a product they're calling VPlex. And they put that above the VMAX and allow that to integrate into their VMware environments, and that gives a lot more flexibility in the way that data can be moved around. We've also seen products from EqualLogic, and EqualLogic have always had the ability to do federated features, so you could always add in another cluster and spread that data around for load balancing and performance reasons. And obviously we've seen a range of NAS products, and recently we've seen Isilon being also purchased by EMC, and they offer a similar sort of functionality in that you can create a cluster and you can add data to that and create a federated environment.
Thanks, Chris. And finally, federated storage is something that's bubbled under the surface for a couple of years. Is it something we're going to see increase in prominence? And if so, why would that be?
Okay, so that's a really good question, because clearly you could look at this and say that this is being driven by the vendors and they're looking for yet another angle to sell you something different. And I think this sort of product has always existed in some form or other, and I quoted the Equalogic example just there. I would expect that we'll see this becoming more prominent simply because as people scale up to having larger and larger environments, number one, number two, have less and less time in which they can take these environments down, and number three, want to integrate them with more virtualized technologies such as VMware, Hyper-V, and so on, then federated storage is going to become more of a requirement because it helps to deliver to those infrastructures, and it certainly gives you those features of scalability, performance, and management. So I think what we'll see in the next few years is, rather than it becoming something that is sold as a big brand new feature, it will become the norm within the products as they move forward, and we should expect to see federated storage, or however it's termed, being a standard feature of large-scale enterprise storage systems.
Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.